Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
You call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on this beautiful Thursday morning. Of course, I am Rocky. Welcome to today's show. Joining me today is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot, and the real Scott Ely.
What up, y'all?
What's up, guys?
Another day, another Thursday.
We got a great show today. We got the AFC North Dummies of the Week. Welcome to our Periscopians that are watching.
Did we do Dummies of the Week on the last segment?
To the millions.
Yeah.
And millions of Periscopians.
That's right. Is that you getting ready for your promo flair today? All right.
Yes.
If you like wrestling, make sure you stick around and watch our next show. You'll see the real Scott Ely is doing a promo-off against Lil Steven on the show.
That's not even
a contest. So it should be really funny.
It's not even a contest.
Can you explain to them what a promo-off is and what exactly is the rules
you
to it?
You get 60 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, 60-second promo.
I only need 30 to get my point across to everybody. But a promo is, you know, wrestling terminology. A promo talking about a certain person and or event coming up. And mine is about a person. And Steven is about, I have no idea what his is. He's going to be sweating and popping goldfish like a champ. He's going to be popping goldfish like Cowboys players pop purple drinks.
Hey, purple. Speaking of drinks, you know, if it's like, y'all, we'll go ahead and go to who you're sitting at the bar with.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
He loves this segment. Every week, man. You know who loves the segment on Periscope? Who y'all say? Let me go first because I'm going to set the bar with my Dallas Cowboy brethren. You're out the first 10 games of the season. Rondale McClain. I'm sitting there. I'm having the purple drink with him because I have no clue what the purple drink is. What's the purple drink? I don't know.
It's drank, not drink, okay?
Drank.
It's not
drank.
A drink?
It's drank.
It's a drink.
It's that drink that Drake talks about in that song.
What is it?
It's like cough syrup and vodka and.
Cold syrup and vodka.
And something else. It's a crazy mix. It's a don't drink and drive mix.
It's
got something in it that's banned by the NFL because it can get you suspended for 10 games if you're Rondale McClain.
But I'm going to sit at the bar with Rondale.
I don't want to be sitting at the bar with him. I don't know what he can pop in my drink.
He going to have me toe up. Who am I sitting at the bar with?
It says it's concussion, which includes a prescription strength cough syrup used in a manner inconsistent with its labeling.
So instead of the teaspoon or the one tablespoon, two tablespoons,
yeah, like people using NyQuil to get to sleep, he probably used it to get drunk.
Thus making it a recreational drug, the mixture became popular in the hip-hop community in the southern U.S., started in Houston.
Of course, Texas.
Cough syrup, Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. It's just cough syrup. Really? It's typically consumed out of styrofoam cups. Yeah, lean. Yeah, you said lean already. We had somebody tweet out or Periscope say what it was.
Okay, appreciate it. So anyway. Periscopians.
Yeah, I'm sitting at the bar.
I'm gonna mix up a bottle of that myself. I'm about to go get loaded.
No, I'm sitting at the bar with you and a Cespedes. I mean, he's got 15 days to do nothing. Might as well play some golf.
Got plenty of money.
Might as well play some golf and drink.
Drank.
By the way, I like it when you type in Google and you type in purple drink, Rolando McClain comes up. It's great. Just saying.
Who else should they show? He's like the unofficial spokesperson for purple.
So somebody asked, who are we sitting at the bar? Who else, you know, are y'all sitting at the bar with? So one say Giannis Cespedes.
Your weenus.
Your anus.
Who you sitting with?
I might need a translator for my.
I'm sitting with that kid that won the race on Monday.
Chris Buescher?
Yeah.
Who?
Lucky.
Who got it? There's still 22 laps left in the race, but they had to call
Chris
it because
Ofer?
Of weather.
Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher?
For Front Row Motorsports.
Chris Buescher?
Anyway, before the final lap, all the drivers that had the lead went and pitted just in case. See if they can finish out. Buescher stayed on the track, got the lead. They called the race. He got the win.
Fog and mist, and it was just
hellacious. I mean, that's a hell of a way to win, and I know y'all drinking a ton because that's the only race you're probably ever going to win. So I'm going to sit with you and your team because y'all are going to have us loaded.
Well, there you go. That's who we're sitting at the bar with this week. I'm drinking with somebody that's going to be suspended 10 games. You're going to be somebody that's on the DL. And you're sitting there with a race car driver that I've never heard of.
Chris Buescher.
Hey, he won the Xfinity Championship like three years ago.
Really? What, do we watch Xfinity?
Xfinity.
What
series?
What series?
The
is
Step
that?
Under.
Is that?
It's the minor leagues.
So that's the trip way.
Yeah,
of
it
racing.
Used to be the Busch series back then. Now it's Xfinity.
I remember the Busch series. I don't know the Xfinity.
Xfinity.com.
That's the reason we have him on the show from time to time is because he knows these things about racing and hockey. Even though every time we do a hockey bet, we win.
Lucky.
Hey.
That's all I can say is
you're
luck.
Skilled.
Better be lucky than good.
That's right. Let's move into speaking of lucky and some good, some bad. The AFC North, because, man, that division is rocking right now.
The black and blue division.
Let's get into the Baltimore Ravens. Let's talk about the Ravens first. They added Eric Weddle, Mike Wallace, who is already hurt. In case you didn't know.
Okay.
They had Benjamin Watson, they drafted Ronnie Stanley, and they drafted Keenan Reynolds.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Why the hell is Baltimore in the AFC North? And the Indianapolis Colts are in the AFC South?
Because they moved cities and they never changed it.
Because they were, I don't know, in Baltimore?
Because the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know.
Were,
but the Cleveland Browns have returned.
Right, so they should switch divisions, but because of the rivalry between Baltimore and Cleveland, they don't want to switch it.
Is there a rivalry?
Yeah. Oh, but Cleveland. Oh, yeah. You go to Baltimore and Cleveland, that's the two teams. I mean, besides Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
And Baltimore has won two Super Bowl rings since their departure for Cleveland. See? There it is. You leave Cleveland, you can win Super Bowls. Damn.
And you forgot to mention that the Ravens now have the highest paid kicker.
Justin Tucker,
he's making what $3 to $4 million a year.
Something
but
like
he's
that.
Good though.
He's very.
He's one of the best kickers in the league.
And kicking is prominent. You saw it cost the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Gronkowski, one of the best kickers, missed an extra point.
I would take. Trust me, he's gonna be one of my fantasy kickers if I can get him.
Nah, Sebastian Janikowski, baby, all day long. He can either hit from 60 yards or miss from 20.
By the way, next week on the show, we're going to do a fantasy draft.
A mock fantasy draft?
All right. It's that time of season, man. We'll do that next week.
I had to send in my
picks. Is that what the goal board's for?
Yeah,
that's part of the reason. No, that's fine. We'll figure out when we can do the show and do that. Departures, they lost Awesomely, offensive tackle, linebacker Daryl Smith, Chris Givens, Courtney Upshaw. Matt Shaw went back to Atlanta. Woohoo! Let's talk about their schedule real fast. They open up home to the Bills, at the Browns, at the Jags, home to the Raiders, home to the Redskins, at the Giants, at the Jets. They have a bye week, week 8. They're home to the Steelers, home to the Browns, at the Cowboys, home to the Bengals and Dolphins back-to-back, at the Patriots, home to the Eagles, at the Steelers, and at the Bengals. What do you think? Man, that's a tough way to finish up. At Steelers and at Bengals, last two games of the season.
The AFC North is a brutal division, man. It's just, it's really tough. They are always, if Flacco is healthy, they can find a way to win some games. Their defense is awful.
And,
but,
and Steve Smith's returning for one more year.
Hey. They can get a return from Justin Forsett from a couple of seasons ago. They'll be all right, man. The thing is, we know Joe Flacco is 9-7, 10-6 at best in the regular season. But if he gets in the playoffs, they have a chance to win it all.
I mean, they have a puncher's chance in that division. I mean,
always.
The Steelers are got a couple key players suspended, you know, 4 and 10 games. You have the Bengals, who are going to be consistent. I mean, if Dalton's is, plays like he did last year, I mean, they have a puncher's chance.
But I think I see 9-7, man. I think they miss the playoffs just because of the division they're in. And
they're going to have to win the division because I think the wild card is going to go
to
AFC South and the AFC West team.
I think they have a division winner and they have a wild card winner as the AFC North.
So you're going what the record was?
I'll say 9-7 for Baltimore.
Is that first in the division? Or
that's third.
That's third?
It's third.
Scott, what you got?
I'll say 9-7, but they're going to be second in the division behind the Bengals. No playoffs, though.
No playoffs.
I'm going to go 8-8 on the safe side. There's too many holes, too many question marks on
the
scene.
Their defense is
their offensive line, they changed. I mean, you don't forget, I didn't write Eugene Moreau retired because of he couldn't smoke pot. You know.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
You know, but they lost two people in the offensive line. They changed out the defense. You know, who knows what you're going to get there. Offensively, you got Steve Smith. You don't know if Prashawn Perriman's going to be any good. You know, you don't know what Forsett's going to do.
He picked up Mike Wallace, who can still run down the field.
But can't stay healthy.
Joe Flacco, he was healthy all year last year. Just Teddy Bridgewater and the Vikings couldn't get him the football down the field.
They're too busy handing off to AP.
I know. So Joe Flacco can get this ball, man the football down the field.
Why you don't pass it to him if he drops it?
He won't drop this many. He was
Steve Smith will make sure he won't drop it.
I think Mike Wallace wants to play for something. He's got something to prove.
All right, well, we'll go.
I'll say 9-7.
Both of y'all got 9-7. I got 8-8. The Steelers, they added Ladarius Green, Steven Johnson. They drafted Artie Burns and Sean Davis. They lost Martavis Bryant, suspended for the year. Steven McClendon went to the Giants. Kelvin Beachum, and Le'Veon Bell may miss the first 4 games. You know, he's still trying to appeal that. Looking at their schedule, you know, like we talked about earlier, the AFC North has a tough schedule this year. They open up at Washington, and then they're home to the Bengals, at the Eagles, home to the Chiefs, home to the Jets, at the Dolphins, home to the Patriots. Then they got a bye week, week 8. Then they're at the Ravens, home to the Cowboys, at the Browns, at the Colts, home to the Giants, at the Bills, at the Bengals, then home to the Ravens and home to the Browns the last 3 games. What you guys got with the Steelers?
It's all if Ben Roethlisberger can stay healthy. I mean, if he plays 16 games, they could contend for it. But I think with the lack of offense, because they only have Antonio Brown for the first 10 games at wide receiver, you lose your star back for 4 games, and he's going to get suspended.
What are you talking about first 10 games?
Oh, no, he's out for the whole year. I'm sorry, who? Bryant?
Yeah, Bryant's out the whole
year. Oh, that's right, he's out the whole year. I was thinking 10 games.
No.
Bell is going to get the 4 games. There's no way it's going to get reduced and or gone. I'd say, like I said, if Roethlisberger's healthy, they can be – they'll be a 9-7 team. I'm going to have time with the Ravens.
9-7?
But they'll have a better division record.
What you got, Bobby?
I think 9-7 for Pittsburgh sounds right. They'll have a better division record than Baltimore, and that's why they get that wild card spot, because it'll be a lot of teams that last wild card spot that are 9-7 in the AFC, and they will get it like they did last year. Still not sold on their defense. Their back end lacks, you know, any good players. They didn't get much pass rush last year. Their offense will still be able to score points. D'Angelo Williams came in. He did a bang-up job for Le'Veon Bell when Bell went out last year. And I don't know, but there's a lot of talk that the four games will get dropped because of foam being replaced or something, missed calls. It's a lot of wash in there. So they'll be fine. 9-7 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, black and yellow, and they get one of the wild card spots.
So what place do you have them finish?
Second in the division.
Y'all both had them second?
Yeah.
You got them second?
Yeah, because I have a better divisional record. I'll go in depth.
Okay. I'm going to go 10-6. I say 10-6 and first in the division. Their talent is too good, and they address a lot of their defensive needs.
That's the thing is, though, they're going to play a lot of teams with high-power offenses, and they're going to have to match them point for point.
Who?
They're playing the Redskins. They're playing
– If I remember correctly, every time Cousins played a good team, he struggled.
They're not a good team. Their defense is horrible, Steelers, as they've been for 15, 20 years.
Now, their defense was better at the end of the season. I mean, if Antonio Brown was able to play against Denver, it's no what might have happened in that game.
Okay.
So, yeah,
sorry. But, no, I agree with you. But they if they score 35-plus points a game, it don't matter how many points the defense gives up. I mean, they ain't gonna give up. They can outscore it,
but if their defense is giving up 40 points, it does matter.
Right, but if they're putting up 45, I'm just saying they're playing the AFC North. AFC North, if you look at the AFC North, did not get that much better this offseason.
The only team I'm saying that's going to really beat them is going to be the Bengals. But I'm talking about the other eight teams they play.
Okay, well, in the division, I think that's eight wins right there, because you're playing the Bengals, who lost a lot of receivers. You know who number two receiver is in Cincinnati? Brandon LaFell. How does that one work out?
As long as A.J. Green is on the other side of the field and Andy Dalton is.
Don't forget.
And A.J. McCarron came in and did a stand-up job.
Don't forget Tyler Eifert is out for most of the – we don't know how long he's going to be out for the season.
They need to run the ball. Jeremy Hill, Gio Bernard. They're going to play great defense. That's why I got Cincinnati winning the division.
All right. Well, let's get to Cincinnati. They added Carlos Dansby, Brandon LaFell, Taylor Mays. They drafted William Jackson III and Tyler Boyd. They lost Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Andre Smith, and Tyler Eifert is out. We don't know how long he'll be out. Their schedule, you know, pretty much the same as Pittsburgh. It's tough. They open up at the Jets, at the Steelers week two, home to Broncos, home to Dolphins, at the Cowboys, at the Patriots, Browns, and then the Redskins at home. By week nine. Then they at New York the next week on a Monday night game. Home to Buffalo, at Baltimore, home to Philadelphia, at Cleveland, home to Steelers, at Texans, home to the Ravens. All right, can I say first and foremost, I hate a home away, home away, home away. The last eight games of the season, that's all they do is they play a game on the road. The next week they're
those poor home guys and their luxury Jets and their five-star hotels. God, boy, those poor guys.
No, it sucks having one road game and then the next week. I ain't saying for the guys. It's more frustrating for people that watch their games that are fans of theirs. What you got the Cincinnati Bengals going?
I see 10-6, possibly 11-5 for the Cincinnati Bengals. They always seem to pull up, at least the last 4 years, have been able to pull out this division. And I don't see that changing this year. I think they might have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl, man. If Dalton is healthy, because the AFC doesn't have as many top-tier teams as the NFC. And Cincinnati is definitely a top-tier team in the AFC. I think they can make it to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's tough. That.
I know we're putting a lot on Marvin Lewis, who has never won a playoff game. But it only takes that one year. Look what the Raptors did. They got to the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
I mean,
couldn't get out in the first round. So
I mean, while Tom Brady's still in the AFC, there's always going to be, you know, a top team, the Patriots. I was going to say 11-5 because I think they might sweep the division. They might lose one bad game. They might play one bad game.
They always seem to lose to Pittsburgh at least once a year, but they've had Baltimore's number, and they definitely – everybody's got Cleveland's number.
But, I mean, their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games, and I just see them 11-5.
Well, I'm not sold on Red Rifle getting them to the Super Bowl or anything. I'm going to go 9-7. I think they take a step back. The defense is not that much better than it was last year.
But, I mean, it's still better than most
defenses. And don't forget,
defenses.
By week two, you'll have a linebacker suspended, I'm sure.
Yeah, Burfict will probably be.
Burfict will be
suspended.
He will
be on his best
two.
Behavior this year.
No, he'll be out by week two, week three, probably at tops. Week two, they play Pittsburgh, so I'm sure he'll get suspended for something after that game. So I'm going to say 9-7, and I think they finish second in the division behind Pittsburgh. Then we'll go to the
best for last, right?
The Lonely Browns. They added RG3, Josh Gordon, basically he's been added back, DeMario Davis, Alvin Bailey, Raheem Moore. They drafted Corey Coleman, Emmanuel Ogba, Cody Kessler, the quarterback from USC, and Scooby Wright. They added Scooby Wright. They lost Alex Mack, Mitchell Schwartz, Carlos Dansby, Travis Benjamin, and Tashaun Gibson. Looking at the
– do we really have to talk about them?
Do we have to waste oxygen?
We have fans in Cleveland. By the way, let's give a shout-out to our fans in – I don't know why I'm looking at Periscope right now. It ain't working.
Yeah, they're called Bengals fans.
No, and we have fans in China. Let's give them a shout-out in China.
Latrell Sprewell all the way.
Ohio. Is it Ohio?
Stephon Marbury. Bye, Shu.
We love the Chinese people.
Oh, sorry, wrong. Wrong stereotype.
We love our Chinese viewers. Thank you.
They open up at Philly, home to the Ravens, at Miami, at Redskins, home to the Patriots, at Titans, at Bengals, home to the Jets and Cowboys, at the Ravens, home to the Steelers and Giants. Their bye week's not until week 13. That sucks. Home to the Bengals, at the Bills, Chargers at home, and then the Steelers last game of the year.
If the Eagles lose the first game of the year to the Browns,
going to.
I'm riding.
I'm going to point out 5 of the last 7 years, the opening team to win in Philadelphia has gone on to the Super Bowl. So Philly, if Cleveland wins the first game, there's hope.
That they won't lose all 16.
But their Super Bowl is like 3 wins in a season.
No, it's like 5. All right, what you got the Brownies?
2-14, man.
Ooh. 3-13.
I'm not wasting.
I'm not wasting precious oxygen on that pathetic, no good piece of crap team in Cleveland.
Are you talking about the Eagles?
I said in Cleveland.
3-13, Bobby.
Two and fourteen. I'm 3-13. I bet he's going to be like, oh, they're going to be 8-8 this year.
No, actually, no, that's not. I'm not going to say that.
I was going to say we better get up and walk away from you.
And then we're going to mandatory drug test you for that.
You should.
Right?
Listen.
Like, he's got some purple in his system right now.
I can see them win the first game. They'll lose the
game. Yeah, right.
They'll win the first game.
No love for the Eagles. You know that.
I got the Eagles going 2-14, so don't worry.
Well, they beat the Cowboys twice?
No, they win in more than two games. I'll be surprised.
They're better than last year.
Their record's going to be better than last year?
Yeah, their record's going to be better than last year.
What did they finish, 6-10?
They're under 500.
The Brownies?
The Eagles.
The Eagles? No, I thought they were like 7-9, 6-10, 7-9. They're
about around where the Cowboys were.
Matter of fact, let me go look real fast.
I'm going to give them 4 wins. I'll go 4-12.
He's just jealous because when our quarterback goes down, we actually have a backup that everybody's heard of.
Really? Really? You don't try to – who? Chase Daniel?
No, Carson Wentz.
Philadelphia was 7-9.
He's not the backup.
He will.
They ain't going better than 9-7. They're not going better than 9-7 next year. There's no way. It will take a miracle for them to get better than 9-7. Let's go into some baseball talk. Anything else for NFL? You guys got to add for the AFC North? Or are you just glad to be done?
Just
with
don't
North?
Drink purple drink.
Right. And Vontaze Burfict, don't get suspended.
Oh, it's going to happen. Don't worry, it's going to happen. Major League Baseball this week, the trading deadline was this Monday. Boy, it was boring. I mean, there's a bunch of trades, but it's a bunch of trades. The O's traded Ariel Miranda for Wade Miley. Really? That's the best you get?
Reliever.
No, he's a starting pitcher. I thought Miley's a starter from
– Oh, he's a starter?
Yeah. The Brewers catcher, Jonathan Lucori, vetoed the trade to the Indians after Indians wouldn't rip up the 17-club option. Lucori was traded to the Rangers. I know, it breaks your heart. This is one guy you wanted.
Yeah, I mean.
The Windians.
It is what it is. I mean, at least they got Jay Bruce. They have some pop on the left side, but I mean.
That was huge.
But the thing is, Mets have been decimated by injuries. They need more than one guy right now. Yeah. So I thought Bruce and Lucroy would have been the best option for him.
They should have brought back Murphy. I mean,
why?
Duke.
Why? So he can commit 20 errors in like 80 games but and hit 280?
But he's leading the league in batting average
one
right now.
Year. He has one good year, and people are crowning him the greatest. He's, what, 33, 34, and this is his best year in the league.
He loves getting you fired up.
Because he's hitting in front of Bryce Harper. Man, I'll be getting meatballs too if I'm hitting in front of Bryce Harper.
But still, I mean, he's right now he's leading the league, the Major League Baseball with hitting. I just find it funny. I find it great. Actually, he's batting .358.
Yeah, he's been on
358. Whew. With 21 home runs and 80 RBIs. Man. That's got to burn you up just a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Really? The guy's hitting 358, 20 home runs.
I celebrated the day when they did not sign him. I celebrated.
I don't know.
I hated him since he came up.
All right. Well, I'll leave you alone, man. Let's move on. The Yanks trade for Tyler Clippert, the closer in Arizona because they got rid of every other closer. Okay, and then Yankees trade – of course, Chapman and Andrew Miller went to the Indians.
But the thing is, the Yankees in 2 or 3 years, they're going to be stacked. They got some of the best prospects in baseball right now. I mean, even if half of them don't pan out, they're going to have 4 stars on their team. That's if half of them don't pan out.
And don't forget, you could trade those picks or those young prospects.
Yeah, exactly.
Stars.
Next year, you
and
can
all the money that's about to free up for the New York Yankees because these big dollar contracts are going away.
Teixeira should be gone. I'm not going to be surprised if they might cut A-Rod this year.
A-Rod is probably going to Miami.
Supposedly, they're trying to release A-Rod now. You know what they're doing. Everybody in baseball know what they're doing. They're trying to shed as much money as they can to get ready for Bryce Harper.
Oh, yes.
To be a free agent.
Oh, yes.
Because they are going to unload the truck.
His $400 million. Him and Mike Trout. We might
$40 million a year, which is ridiculous, but
we might guarantee $800 million to those two players. Give them both $400 million. Come on.
No. There's $500 million, dude. I wouldn't be surprised if Bryce gets $5 million.
We New York. There's no salary cap in baseball. We can give them what we want to. And just rebuild. I mean, but I'd rather see the Yankees do what they did in the '90s when they were winning with young talent and just sprinkled in the veterans where they needed to.
they overpaid for pitching, but, you know, you brought the younger people up that into position players. Bernie, you know.
Bernie, DJ.
Yeah.
Mo Rivera ended up coming through the system because they've
and they still had their veterans in O'Neill. Girardi was there.
Girardi was there. Or he said Paulo O'Neill. Posada, we brought it up through the system. And they spent money on, like, David Wells, starting pitchers and stuff.
Starting pitchers and
Doc Gooden,
right.
Daryl Strawberry.
But then it just, I mean, it got out of hand. We started spending on money. It's like Jason Giambis of the world and the Mark Teixeiras of the
Brian
world.
McCann.
Right? Just giving money for no reason. And we need to get off
Teixeira, I could see, because when they signed him, he was actually close to one of the best first basemen
right.
in baseball.
When he was
he's just old and pathetic.
But I would say all these signings did lead to a World Series in 2010, right before the boss died. So, hey, who else's team have won World Series recently?
Thanks for that jab.
We went to a World Series last year.
Y'all still ain't won one, dude. Just relax.
86, baby.
88. Before you.
The year the bad guys won.
2 years before. Awesome. The Mets trade for Jay Bruce, as you said earlier. You should be ecstatic. The Blue Jays acquire Mike Bolzinger from the Dodgers for Jesse Chavez, who, by the way, Jesse Chavez has a 6.89 ERA. So it's great that we traded for the guy. Then the Dodgers, we acquire Josh Reddick and Rich Hill.
Good. Actually, they're good pickups.
Yeah.
Josh Reddick's good.
Pickups. Absolutely.
In the corner outfield. And Rich Hill's going to give you solid innings.
And plus, anything got to be better than Yasiel Puig.
You need a guy chewing up innings with Kershaw out.
Rich Hill's not bad. He's 2.93 ERA. He's 9-3. The only bad thing, he's 36. So we ain't got him many years. He might have another year or two. But, you know, we need some young talent to come up pitching, which we do have young pitchers,
Maeda
and Urias coming up, which we didn't want to trade those pieces away.
And you didn't have
for
to.
For something, you know.
And with the uncertainty of Kershaw, why go and do something risky? And he doesn't come back this season.
And listen, I do like Reddick's OPS is the same as Puig's. That's the only problem.
Yeah, but he's better in the outfield, and I think he's a
it's
better
gotta
hitter.
It's got to be smarter on the bases. And everybody, I'm smarter on the bases than Yasiel Puig, and I can't even run.
I agree. Let me find Josh. There we go. He is batting 291, 8 homers, 28 RBIs. So it's about the same.
Just
but better batting average, I mean.
And cheaper.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
True. We'll see how it works out. Then the Rangers traded for Carlos Beltran from the Yanks. The A's traded Billy Burns to the Royals. Who was the winner at the trade deadline?
I love what the Indians did, getting Andrew Miller in there. Didn't they get Andrew Miller?
Yep.
I'm sad that I think their starting pitcher Salazar, or what's his damn name? Something like that, went on DL, but I like what the Indians did. I thought that was aggressive, and the Central being wide open as it is, they can make a push trying to get to the World Series.
One other trade I meant to mention, Matt Moore went from Tampa Bay to the Giants.
Woo-hoo.
So they had another pitcher.
More pitching for San Francisco, which is what they need. I thought the Indians were my biggest winner.
All right.
Rangers, because, I mean, they added a good catcher. Good hitting catcher as well. And Carlos Beltran's hitting it this year. And he can now play DH too. I mean, they still got pop in the lineup. Or they just added more pop to the lineup. That's already good. I mean, Beltran, Fielder, and Lucroy. So, I mean, Rangers all the way were the winners.
But I am really surprised that nobody went to the Angels and asked – if Pujols was available.
No. Nobody's going to take that contract.
Yeah.
If they're just renting for one season?
Nobody taking that contract.
For one season? Because Pujols doesn't have many years left on that contract, does he?
No.
He's got to be
two years or something?
2 years max. Like, a team that could use a bat in the lineup, that could use the win now, why wouldn't they just go pick him up like the Nationals?
Who should pick him up? The Rangers?
The Nationals should have picked him up to help protect Bryce Harper. Because are you really going to ride into the postseason with Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy? Murphy is his – I know he's hitting great.
If Murphy hit the way
he
did
and I know
he
hit great in the postseason.
It's okay,
but
he won't.
You can pitch around these guys.
That's what you said last year.
If you had Pujols behind Bryce Harper, how many more pitches would Bryce Harper be seeing then? I think somebody should have at least asked about it.
Well, don't he have a no-trade clause?
If you went to Albert and said, okay, the Washington Nationals are interested in you. It's a chance to go to a contender, hit behind Bryce Harper, and maybe have a chance to win one more ring before your career is over. I'm pretty sure he would have jumped on that deal. It's not like you're sending him to baseball purgatory. You're sending him to Milwaukee or something, you know? You'd have been sending him to the national
His
capital.
His contract goes until 2021. 2021. So that's probably the reason nobody wants to take his contract, because he's 36 right now, making $25 million a year.
Damn, I didn't know they paid him that. For
yeah,
that
yeah,
long.
It gave him
it,
money.
It was a 10-year contract for $240 million.
That's 5 years ago.
So they gave him 20. He makes 25, 26 next year, 27, 28, 29, and 30 in 2021.
Fat Albert, woo!
Wow, when he is 41, he'll be up to $30 million with a full trade, no trade clause.
Nice.
3,000 hits, he gets a $3 million bonus. Home run record, he gets $7 million. Annual award balance bonus, $875,000. $10 million personal services contract paid after playing contract
personal services
expires. All-Star, $50,000. Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, LCS MVP, $75,000 bonus. If he gets a World Series MVP, $100,000. And if he wins the MVP, he gets a $500,000 bonus.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Which is amazing, because his last year in St. Louis, he made $16 million. So they really.
Well, that's why he went. That's why he went to Anaheim.
But that's the reason nobody wants to trade for Albert, because you would have to pay
him.
I'm
surprised Ryan Braun didn't get traded.
That was a big deal. I'm surprised. I know Chris Sale. I thought Chris Sale maybe we would got traded. Yeah. I know they wanted a lot for him.
Yeah.
But this, to me, if I was the Dodgers, I'm trying to make that deal happen.
I mean, but with a guy. Like as young as Sale is, as good as Sale is, they're going to be wanting at least two of your best prospects.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, his contract is for another 3 years. And he's low paid. He's like under $10 million a year.
But the thing is, after that 2 or 3 years, he's going to be making money.
Oh, tons. Yeah. Who's hot? Who's not right now? Tigers 8-2 in the last 10, half game back from the Indians. Rangers are 7-3. The Cubs, Brewers, and Reds are 7-3. Wow, that's the Brewers and Reds are on a roll. Rockies are 8-2. Who's cold right now? The AL East is the whole division's at 500 over the last week. The Warriors are 3-7, and the Diamondbacks are 3-7. So there you go for baseball. You got anything you want to add for baseball?
Sucks to be a Mets fan right about now. It was a decent trade deadline. I think everybody got what they needed there. I mean, those teams that needed that little extra guy, I think they got him. But as a Mets fan, it just sucked.
And a tough loss to my Yankees last night. The Yankees they're playing with nothing.
And they got stomped. It wasn't a loss.
Man.
I mean, it's like back and forth. Yankees win, Mets win. Yankees win, Mets win.
Did Yankees win last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 9-4 or something like that.
Scored a boatload of runs.
Okay.
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
All right, there you go. I know you love this song, man. You play this song every night before you go to bed, don't you? Don't lie.
I do.
I play that Eagles fight song.
I'm not surprised. You got any players of the week?
If I can not butcher his name,
Go ahead.
Vladimir Tecayo from the KHL that in a breakaway shootout challenge got the puck stuck to his stick and threw it like a javelin and scored a goal.
Yes, I saw that.
Come on, that's pretty sweet.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. I had the Overseas Elite for winning the basketball tournament. They beat Team Colorado. When was it? Tuesday night or Wednesday?
Y'all did $2 million.
Tuesday night for the $2 million. Kyle Fogg was named the MVP, former Arizona guard. He scored 42 points in the semifinal game against the City of Gods, which is a clothing store out of downtown Baltimore. Overseas Elite had some players, man. DeAndre Kane was on that team. Eric McCollum, who scored 82 points in a game against in the Chinese League last year, was on that team. So, congratulations. $2 million is huge for a team. I think it turns out to be like $168,000 per person. Nice money for a four-week tournament. I'll take it.
Yep.
Shout out to Jimmy Walker, won the PGA Championship. Even after he heard that roar when Jason Day crushed his drive on the 18th to set up his eagle that he knocked down on the 18th hole, calmly sank his birdie putt at 17, played 18, well, not beautifully because he kind of mishit on the drive, but scrambled enough, saved his par on the 18, won his first major. Way to go, Jimmy Walker. And 610 The Fan is now on the FM as well, on 102.5 FM. That's huge. 8 a.m. and FM, all sports station. Let's go, 610.
Dynamite!
Jimmy Walker.
I've been waiting to play that all week.
I was a pit.
I was waiting for that one. You took that one. I'm going to say Bobby Bethard, former GM of the Redskins, to be inducted into the Ring of Honor. He's the one that built the Hogs into the Super Bowl champions in the 1990 season. God, I hated that team. But Bethard was a great GM. Then he went to San Diego. That team went to the Super Bowl in 94 with, Stan Humphries and Natron Means from Concord, North Carolina.
Natron Means.
Tyrone Woodley wins the UFC welterweight title after he beat Robbie Lawler this past week.
I saw that. It was a great punch. Caught Robbie off balance, got on top, start hammer fisting him and put him down.
John Lester for his game-winning bunt last week versus the M's.
You give a shout out to a pitcher?
Yeah, for a bunt. Man, he got a game-winning hit. They scored, right? All right. I mean,
sacrifice bunt with two strikes.
A guy that is batting .05, okay, coming up to a pitcher's coming up at bat, you know he's going to do a squeeze, and you let him do a squeeze, and they win the game?
You never know. With two strikes, they're not going to bunt it.
That's true. But he got the bunt down. Hey, give him credit. And then Steven Strasburg and Daniel Murphy named NL Pitcher and Hitter of the Month. Yes, Daniel Murphy.
Surprised Strasburg hasn't been injured this year. That's a shock.
Dude, he's been dominant. I'm surprised Daniel Murphy was named the hitter in the month again. I think that's his second time this year. Umpire Bob Davison for throwing out Phillies fan out of the game. Let me give you a round of applause. About time you throw out people in Philadelphia.
And that one fan does not represent everybody from this great city of Philadelphia.
Oh, no, it does. It does. It absolutely does, man.
Sorry, Eagles fans.
Oh, no, yeah, they should be sorry they're Eagles fans. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, let's shout out.
We got one.
Let's shout out all the Olympians, the American Olympians going down there, dealing with Rio, the Zika virus and everything else
in
going.
In a third world country pretty much.
And it's a mess down there.
We're going to talk about that next segment too.
So shout out to the Olympians, especially Katie Ledecky. I hope I said her name. Katie Ledecky. She's going to be major. Simone Biles, she's going to kill it for the women's gymnastics team. Of course, women's soccer. I know I'm just giving a shout
can
out.
Can you save some names for the next one when we talk about them?
I have a few more.
I don't want you to say all of them, man, because we'll never have, we'll never have a segment of talking about the Summer Olympics. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolinas. Make sure everybody on Periscope sticks around. We got another show coming up. Catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys?